really been a long time since we've been here, huh? First grade. You were mad at Miss Widget, and I was mad at Mr. Glossner. We came here, pretended like the other one was the teacher we hated, and proceeded to scream our heads off at one another. To blow off steam, of course. Memories. Dude, time has flown by and I can't believe we've somehow stayed friends since then. Obviously not as close as we used to be, but I'm still grateful that you're even in my life at all, you know? And that we were able to come back to our hometown once again. What'd you think of me when we first met? Rude! You thought I was loud and annoying. Well, how I thought about you sounds way less important now. No, I don't want to share now. Fine. Fine. When I first met you, I thought you were cute. I actually kinda had a crush on you. What's that supposed to mean? Oh, were you that out of my league or something as a first grader? Huh? Oh, you mean you're upset I didn't tell you back then because you liked me too? Well, we would have been such a cute little first grade couple, wouldn't we? What a shame. Nowadays, though, never. You're far too clingy for me. It's true! Ah! How dare you call me obnoxious? I prefer eccentric. I'm also way too headstrong. Bossy? No. Headstrong? Yes. And you, with your work, you're all over the place right now. You're staying in town for a little while? Why? I thought you were doing great where you were. Financially, sure, but mentally, no. So how long do you plan on staying? As long as you need to. It's valid. I'm glad you're taking your mental health seriously. Oh, well, I'm not leaving for a while either. I was originally gonna move to the city. Well, back to the city. Albany had my name all over it for a while. Then the business offer fell through. Now, I got a job offer here. It's actually paying more than the other was going to. Figures, huh? So, I guess we're gonna be stuck in the same town again. How weird. We bump into each other that first night we became friends, and we're back in the same spot. So many years later. You, I mean, you've grown into quite the amazing person. Quite adorable, if I say myself. That's from first grade me, obviously. Never could be me now. Oh, well, thank you. You're proud of me? That's nice of you to say. I'm proud of you. Oh, yeah, we should go. I have an interview tomorrow. Yeah. Wait, I need to get something off my chest. Hypothetically, you were talking to first grade me now. The me that had a crush on you. What'd you say back? I would say to first grade you that stick around. Because the feelings won't fade. They only get stronger. The more you try to ignore them. Do you maybe want to go out on a date sometime? If not, if that's weird, then don't worry about it. You don't even have to answer. I don't even need an answer. I don't know why I asked. See you then.